Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2.25 cents, March wheat up 7.25 cents, and March beans up 5.25 cents. Well, as of the nighttime close, the wheat had recouped all of yesterday's losses and actually gained a little bit. That's somewhat helpful out here. A little bit of a bounce in the corn and the beans. It's been the case out here so many times in the last month or two. We have a great close technically, and then we fall out of bed. Then we have a close that couldn't look worse on the charts, and then we come right back the next day. So again, I think it's part of this choppiness caused by the lack of information that's out here. The drought in Brazil continues where it's hot and dry, it's hot and dry, and that doesn't appear to be changing much. The market was disappointed yesterday that the CONAB numbers weren't as bad as what a lot of people think they are, and that's what broke the market out here. But did the Chinese use that as an opportunity to buy more beans? Certainly looks like it. The wheat market, kind of hard to understand. We got the dollar up a little bit, but maybe there's something to these Chinese rumors out here. Maybe they were just waiting for an excuse to buy some grain at cheaper prices. But we have absolutely no confirmation of that. There's nothing that would indicate that the Chinese have bought anything, that they've resolved any trade issues out here. Apparently, the president is not going to Davos because of the wall situation. So, I don't know where it leaves us, except today was the day we were supposed to get the WASDE report. That's obviously delayed. I think it's very difficult for farmers to make decisions without the right information out there. How are we going to decide what to plant if we don't know what the real price relationships are out here? And we won't know what the real price relationships are until the USDA opens up and we know what's been sold or what hasn't been sold. So again, I think we're in kind of a never-never land out here. I thought yesterday the market would hold a break. It didn't, but we're able to rally 6 cents off of last night's lows in the beans, penny and a half in the corn, and almost 9 cents in the wheat. So at least we're able to come back a little bit here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.